Have Derry Girls and O'Neill's jerseys saved Derry's shirt-making tradition from being consigned to history? In the 1920s, there were more than 40 shirt factories employing thousands of workers, mostly women, in the city. But by this year, the last factory was set to close until it was reopened by O'Neill's, who have a bigger factory in nearby Strabane, and are now making jerseys depicting characters from the hit Channel 4 TV series. Anne McLaughlin is floor manager at the O'Neill's factory in Derry. She worked at the factory previously owned by Smith and Gibson since 1985.
I was watching it, yes. I thought it was great fun. The impact that it's made on the factory is that it's given us a lot more work. We're now producing the t-shirts as well. More production. From thinking that the skills were all going to be lost, now we're going from strength to strength, and we're very happy to be with O'Neill's. There's generations all over the factories. I mean, at one stage there was about 44 factories in Derry, so it really was the shirt making capital. So as the factories closed, lots of the skills probably were going to be lost, but we were the last remaining shirt factory producing shirts. We're very proud of the quality and the beautiful things that we made. People worked alongside their mothers and sisters and grandmothers. That's generally the way it was.
And within your own family, Anne?
Within my family, myself, my sister, my mother and grandmother. And even my daughters worked through college and uni holidays here as well. I've been doing this job since 1985. And I love it, and I'm very passionate about it. So, I mean, if it wasn't for O'Neill's, I don't think I would be doing this job anyway. I'm very excited now about the future.
That's Anne McLaughlin, floor manager at the O'Neill's factory in Derry, speaking to our reporter, Amy Ní Riada. Let's speak to Kieran Kennedy. He's managing director of O'Neill's. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about taking over this factory.
Well, the stitching industry is, traditional industry here in the Northwest, and at the moment it's very, very difficult to get highly skilled stitchers. So whenever we heard that this last shirt factory in Derry was closing and we wanted to increase our capacity in stitching, we took the opportunity to get these skilled staff. But we also took the opportunity to make sure that these skills weren't lost to the city of Derry. As Anne alluded to earlier there was 44 factories in Derry, employing over 8,000 people, which was a fifth of the population of Derry at the time. So, we wanted to make sure that these skills remained, and we took the factory over. It was going to close at the end of May there, and we took it over to increase our own production.
Kieran, I lived in the Northwest for some time around 20 years ago, and closure of factories right across Derry, Donegal and Tyrone making clothes was a very, very familiar story. How have O'Neill's managed to survive where everybody else has gone?
Well, people often ask us that when they come to the factory and see, our production floor with, over 100 machinists. Like, we employ 700 people in Strabane, but, what makes it easy for us in terms of, we have a lot of direct channels where we supply direct to the clubs, we supply online, we have our own stores in the north as well. So, we can become competitive in trying to manufacture garments here in Northern Ireland because we have, a lot of our own sales channels, which, helps us in terms of trying to make us competitive.
And you're making Derry Girls jerseys there?
Yeah, well, we just, watched the show and, we would make jerseys for the Ploughing Championship and stuff like that, with all different, tractors and stuff on them. So we just come up with the idea that, we opened a store in Derry there last July, and it's going very well for us. And then the theme of Derry Girls come up. So, I got a few of the designers to come up with some designs, and we got in contact with the licensors of the products. And, they give us a lot of assets, too, in terms of, the photographs and stuff. So we come up with five different jerseys with all different sayings that the girls would be saying during the show. For example, the nun saying, "Sweet suffering Jehovah," and "Wise up," and "I'm a Derry Girl, catch yourself on." And we did another one, themes on the time that the Derry Girls did the show about the hurling called Derry Hurls. So, they've caught on, and there's a lot of publicity about it now. They've done a feature there in the news up here in the north on Wednesday night, and there's been a lot of traction on social media and a lot of views. So we're very, very happy with the way it's gone.
Kieran, thanks for talking to us. That's Kieran Kennedy, Managing Director of O'Neill's. It's a minute to nine.